Oh, my name is Michael Freeman, and in servitude I stayed until I took the life of my cruel master, Thomas Hayde. All in the Carolinas, far from this St. Lawrence side, where with my wife and child I now happily reside. I took my musket from the shelf and walked out in the field. I shot him while he gave his slave a beating. I took his purse and ran off with the hound upon the heels of his loyal servant, Michael Freeman. I traveled through the summer northward by the ocean shore. I'd stop to take refreshment, posing as a laborer. And everywhere I went, the conversation was the same. A war for independence to cut loose the royal chains. When they tried to enlist me, I was not to be impressed. They called it for the freedom of the nation. But little did they know that I had got my own redress for his loyal servant, Michael Freeman. Going north from Saratoga, where the icy winds did blow, seeking shelter in small cabins from the bitter rain and snow. And every now and then the loyal house would take me in, thinking me a subject of His Majesty the King. And when at last I came into the country of Quebec, a regiment of foot woke me one morning. They asked me who I was, I gave reply as you'd expect. Your loyal servant, Michael Freeman. I served the English army since I wasn't one to pay. I once resolved to run, but I could never find a way. They placed me at a post out in a wild and barren land. For 7 years I bended to the king and his command. And when at last they gave me orders for to take my leave, a little plot of land was granted to me. And with the light I met one night, the spinner Margaret James, the joy of servant Michael Freeman. Come all ye men and women, be ye wealthy or ye poor, ye soldiers or ye merchants or ye beggars at the door. What's liberty to some may still be tyranny to me, and for that reason I am always fighting to be free. Though happiness has found its way into my heart's domain, I must ensure that it is going to live on. And if you let me do so, I forever will.